Hello.
Why are you up?
I could ask you the same question.
I'm going to bed. I didn't ask you to wait up for me. Remember, I'm here as our children's father, not your husband. What are you doing?
Were you with a woman? Did you tell her that you have a wife, or does that hinder your pickup style?
All right. Even if I was seeing someone, I have every right to. Exploring options is the whole point of being separated.
Options? I'm not a mutual fund, Rex.
Oh, that's not... Bree, you should get out there. Try and meet someone.
Meet someone? I'm raising your children.
I am just trying to move on with my life. Oh. It is nothing to be ashamed of.
Okay, I tell you what then. Why don't you just call up your mystery woman and invite her over? I'll pull out the sofa bed and you can take her right there. Andrew, Danielle, Daddy's gonna fornicate for us!
Just keep your voice down.
Why? Are you feeling ashamed?
The next morning started with a banging. No one knew where Martha Huber was, and Edie Britt was starting to worry. Edie didn't like worrying. She felt it gave her wrinkles. So, out of concern for her face and Mrs. Huber, Edie decided to find out what was going on.
Yellen, listen to me. It's very important that we find Carlos's passport. I already looked through his office, so I need you to search the bedroom. What?
With Mr. Solis in jail, how are you going to pay me? I have children.
Yellen, your kids are in their 20s. I'll make you shut up. Here. 3 weeks in advance.
If you don't mind, can I call your bank?
Yellen, don't be stupid. People don't become poor overnight. That's my car. Oh my God.
Government's impounding it. Here's your receipt. Call that number if you have any questions.
You call this a paint job?